The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
Well, on our program yesterday, we heard from many residents of the downtown east side who had received the vaccine at the Carnegie Center. On today's show, we take you inside the Carnegie Clinic, which continued on Monday, to talk to Dr. Patricia Daly. She's Vancouver's chief public health officer, but she was administering doses of the vaccine herself.
So you're back doing the vaccinations, right, with all the other people in the clinic today. How come you're here?
Well, I've been vaccinating at a few of the clinics. It's really quite meaningful to plan the program and then to be able to participate and see the people being protected. So it's really actually the most enjoyable thing I've done since the vaccine has arrived here in BC.
How would you assure people in the downtown east side that it's safe to get the vaccine?
This is an incredibly safe vaccine. I've read all the studies that have been published. It causes perhaps a little bit of a sore arm, no serious side effects. Are very rare serious side effects, and it's very, very effective. We're giving the Pfizer vaccine here today. Two doses is 95% effective in preventing a symptomatic COVID-19. I have a lot of confidence in the process that Health Canada has reviewed the vaccine to ensure that it's safe before licensing it. And there's been millions of doses now given around the world, and we know it's safe, and we know also that it will be effective.
If someone in the neighborhood is, you know, saying, well, I don't really trust the health system, or they've had a bad experience, how can they research this, or how can they figure it out? How do they make that decision?
First of all, talk to your peers, people who may have had the shot. There's great information if people have access to a computer at the BC Centre for Disease Control website. You can read a lot of information about the vaccine there. We've now vaccinated a large number of people in the downtown east side, so talk to your friends, your colleagues, the people who work and where you might live, and they can tell you what their experience has been. We do have information at all the clinics, and we have staff here who can answer questions, so if you're not certain, come down to a clinic and people can talk to you about the questions that you do have.
Are you surprised that there was huge lineups both days you were down here in the neighborhood?
Well, I'm very happy to see that. We have had COVID-19 transmitted here in some of our shelters and some of the SROs. We've had people hospitalized. It's a very serious disease, especially for people who have other health issues, and many people down here do have other health concerns. So I'm very happy to see people coming out and getting protected. Our staff have been working hard down here, testing people, helping them to isolate if they need to, but we really want to prevent people from getting COVID-19. So I was quite happy to see the lineups here today.
One of the things from the latest data is the neighborhood shot up a bit higher than it was before. I think we're at 74 current cases. It was 47, then 35. What's the cause of this kind of delayed spike we've seen in the neighborhood?
You know, the numbers do go up and down. Right now, this is a neighborhood where we have seen more cases than we have seen in previous weeks. We're still doing all the things that, besides vaccinating, we're testing people, we're isolating people if they test positive. But this is why we wanted to more urgently start the vaccination clinic down here. There's not a lot of vaccine yet in the province. We've completed vaccinating the residents of long-term care facilities. Those are the most vulnerable people in our province. And the staff who work in those facilities, we've done a number of stuff in our acute care hospital. But one of the reasons we wanted to come down to the downtown estate, even though we still don't have large amounts of vaccine, is because there has been a recent increase in this neighborhood.
Now, is there, do people still need to continue distancing and masking if they get the vaccine?
Absolutely, and everybody who's been here today, we've told them, you have to still continue distancing, masking, and if you develop symptoms of COVID-19, you should still go for testing. The vaccine is not 100% effective, and we also don't know yet if people who are vaccinated can still acquire the virus even without symptoms and transmit it to others. So all the guidelines still apply. If you've been in contact with someone with COVID-19, you might still have to isolate. But I think this is getting the vaccine is the first step in getting our population vaccinated and hopefully stopping the spread, at least in this neighborhood and hopefully in all neighborhoods eventually in BC.
What's the threshold we have to hit, do you think, to get enough of the population with herd immunity?
Well, people talk about 60-70%. We don't really know. I can tell you that with the vaccination in long-term care facilities, the residents and the staff, we've already seen a reduction in cases in that population. And those vaccinations only started at the end of December. So we do believe that if we can get enough people vaccinated, we can halt the transmission within communities.
Now, I know that there's been some concern about many provinces' decision to extend the Pfizer second dose deadline. Why do you feel confident that 35 to 42 days will do the trick?
Well, first of all, even though the products, when they were licensed, talked about the second dose in 21 to 28 days, in the studies that were done, people got their second dose up to 42 days after the first dose, and it was as effective regardless of the time period after the first dose. And looking at the data from the trials, we do know that beginning about 14 days after the first dose, it's about 92% protective, the Pfizer vaccine. The second dose is really a booster dose, so we feel quite comfortable extending it a little bit. Everyone will still get their second dose. It's just a bit, little bit delayed, which means we can give more first doses to vulnerable people.
What's the highlight of being here today at this clinic and talking to people who are getting the vaccine?
People are very grateful. There are people here who are very vulnerable. If they were to acquire COVID-19, they could be quite seriously ill, and that was really gratifying for me to see that we're protecting this population down here. They're thankful. Some people were actually filming getting the shot. They wanted to show their grandchildren. They wanted me to take their picture. They're incredibly grateful that they're being protected. This has been a very long year for everybody, including people in this neighborhood.
Personally, as a medical practitioner yourself, how have you been coping with this year and doing your job and staying focused on that?
Well, it's working in public health. Everybody in public health has been working nonstop to try and stop the spread of COVID-19. We have an incredible team of public health practitioners here in Vancouver Coastal Health. I really enjoy coming down and working in a clinic like this, because a lot of my day is spent planning and looking at the numbers and being able to see people face to face. That really has helped me get through this.
When are we going to see more of the neighborhood be eligible to get this? Because it's right now supportive housing and that, but people in co-ops or just low-income housing.
Yeah. We are going to continue over the next few days. As long as we have vaccine to vaccinate in this neighborhood, we want to get as many people as possible. So we're starting with those places where we've actually seen more cases and more transmission. But I want to reassure everybody in the neighborhood that over the next weeks and months ahead, you will all be vaccinated.
And what are some of the stats today? How many have you given out this week so far? How many a day, and how many more days will there be, do you think?
I don't know how many we've done today. Yesterday we gave about 1,000 doses in the downtown east side. I don't yet know the count for today. I've been busy here vaccinating. We entered it all into the system at the end of the day. That was a good day yesterday, and almost everyone vaccinated yesterday was a resident in a shelter or an SRO.
Your greatest hope about how we're going to get through this pandemic and get out the other side?
The more vaccine we get, the quicker we can get it into people, the quicker we can get back to doing the things that we all really want to be doing. So right now we're laser focused, whenever we get vaccine, to get it into people's arms as quickly as we can.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the work you're doing.
And that was Dr. Patricia Daly. She is the Vice President of Public Health at Vancouver Coastal Health and the Chief Medical Health Officer for the region. And she's a clinical professor in the School of Population and Public Health at University of British Columbia's School of Medicine. Find out more information about the vaccine at vch.ca/COVID-19. And if you have questions about your ability to get the vaccine or to be tested for COVID-19, call 811 or talk to your usual health provider. And we spoke to her in an exclusive interview inside the Carnegie Center's vaccine clinic on Saturday, where she was among the team from Vancouver Coastal Health directly administering vaccines to people in the neighborhood living in SROs or supportive housing or who are homeless. One of the people inside who was lucky enough to be the last person immunized on the weekend after he was walking by and there were doses left over set to expire was Peter Kent. Here's what he said as he sat waiting for his 15-minute observation period, holding his yellow vaccination record slip.
This was very organized. It's kind of a surprise. I just was walking by. I live in the neighborhood, so I didn't even know they were conducting shots. So it's kind of nice, that they're on top of things like this. That's one thing I've noticed, in the news that, Canada has really taken this seriously and they're on top of it. And it's, so it's very organized, and it's a painless shot. So we'll just sit here for 15 minutes, see if there's a reaction or not. But yeah, very accommodating, very, very professional and organized. So yeah.
How did you feel when they came out and said, "We got one more shot, can you come in?"
Yeah. Well, it was like, yeah, it's exciting. I'm grateful that I can, you know, I live in a country where they take it serious and where they make it available. There's a lot of places where, you know, I have friends in the States where, you know, they need the shot and they've been waiting months to get a shot. So, you know, how fortunate. I just walk by and they say, you can have this shot if you want. So,
have you been worried about COVID yourself?
No, because I just take the precautions, but I have to be careful because I have bad sinuses. So I just, you know, I just follow the directions and stay quite isolated and, practice all the sanitary stuff. And what I've found too is, you know, I drink ginger and ginseng tea every day and eat a lot of honey, which, you know, just helps with the immune system. So yeah, I feel pretty good about it and always wear masks and, I don't go out and mingle a lot, you know, because they're saying it's dangerous times. So I take it seriously, you know. I'll be 63 next month, so I'm in that vulnerable group. So
tell me about how do you think the neighborhood is treating the pandemic? Are people doing enough?
The medical field is, yeah, but for this neighborhood, you know, I mean, we're on the downtown east side where, you know, there's a lot of alcoholism and addiction, and a lot of people, they don't take it seriously and they don't care. And so therefore they don't wear the masks, and, you know, and still a lot of people think that this is just a bunch of hooey, but, you know, it's a real deal, man. I mean, so yeah, I take it very seriously. And so, you know, like I say, I'm grateful I'm in a country where they take this serious, and, you know, and they make inoculations available, because there's a lot of places where people would line up to get shots and it's not available to them. And so how fortunate we are to live in Canada and have this availability. So
were you worried about the vaccine? What made you decide you wanted it?
No,
because some people are concerned or they don't know.
No, I'm not worried about it. And and I know they probably haven't had a lot of time to really study the inoculation, see if there's any bad side effects or whatever. But, I'm not too worried about it. So I think I'd rather take the risk of having the shot than make myself vulnerable to COVID-19.
And that was Peter Kent, who was the last person immunized on the weekend at the Carnegie Center. And as Dr. Daly noted, if you have any questions or concerns about the vaccine, you can talk to people who have received it. Hundreds of people have now received it in the neighborhood and can speak to their experiences and any potential side effects. Here are two people who we talked to a day after their vaccine who said that they had no major side effects the next day. The first one we heard from yesterday, Eor Amarov. Here's what he said a day later.
One day later, how do you feel?
Hey, I feel better than before because I got that crazy shot. I don't feel nothing.
I got my shot yesterday around 1 o'clock. All day long, never felt anything, but when I woke up this morning, it felt like somebody had actually slammed me in the shoulder because it was sore. I really don't want to catch this COVID, and I don't want to be able to spread it either. You know, I was talking to a lot of people about before they had this virus or this vaccine even going. And I remember talking to hundreds of people, but virtually, that said they wouldn't get the vaccine. But now I see them standing in line. You know, it's a pandemic and we got to control it. And by controlling it, if you get your shots, there's a possibility you won't get it, then you won't spread it. I think spreading is the biggest thing, biggest issue. I think this is a cursor. I think this is just the first wave. And I believe there's going to be something besides this, like it'll mutate into something else.
And that was Steve, another resident of the downtown east side, standing on the corner with Eeyore and discussed his own experience with getting the vaccine a day earlier. Now, if you want to find out more about how you can get vaccinated, ask at the Carnegie Center or Union Gospel Mission, or look at the billboard graffitied outside Insight on Hastings, just down the hill from Maine, for the next announced vaccination schedule. Now, on our show yesterday, we heard a short clip from renowned Downtown Eastside jazz musician Delana Gale Bowen, who changed her mind and decided to get the vaccine when it was offered to her this weekend. Well, here's the rest of that interview in full, conducted at the corner of Hastings and Main after she'd received her needle.
My name is Delana Gale Bowen, and I have been a resident of the Downtown Eastside since 2004. I'm really happy that it's happening. Because, of course, we are in a community where people are living on the streets. There's lots of opportunity for that pandemic to spread. For myself personally, I did consider not getting the vaccine. I really did. But I'm 75. And because of my age and because I have some health issues, I decided to go ahead and do it. I do think that, you know, it's a personal choice for sure. However, it is serious. And so whatever we can do to be proactive in prevention, the better.
Did you get it today?
Yes, I did.
How did it feel?
It was okay, and I have huge needle phobia. but it was okay. Yeah, and they were really, what do I want to say, accommodating, civil, encouraging, and nurturing in the way they approached it, what they shared with the people who are getting a vaccine.
Yeah. Are you surprised that there was a lineup of 300 people out here all day?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, big lineup.
Well, that's good, though.
Some people were worried that the neighborhood wouldn't trust it, that a lot of people have been saying, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's safe, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I do know that that message was shared with me a number of times, in that if you give something weight, then, of course, it has the potential to affect you negatively. On the other hand, we are in a serious pandemic, and my humble opinion is that we be proactive about how we participate and move forward with this.
Now, since there's a lot of people who probably have some doubts, you had some doubts originally. Tell me about how you changed your mind.
I will say that a month ago, I probably wouldn't have taken it. However, my mind and being conscious of what was going on with it in the community and around the world, my thoughts about it shifted, because I don't think anybody is impervious to this, and everybody has the potential of being affected, and it's how we manage it, what we individually do with it. And so that's why I changed my mind.
And you feel pretty good now? No side effects?
No side effects. And I'm, I have a real big needle phobia, so I'm doing pretty good right now considering.
Will you come back for your second shot?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Because you have to, once you take the step, then that should be the full commitment, right? You don't partly do it. My choice isn't necessarily other people's choice, and I don't know whether they've taken the vaccine or not. And the longer this stays, the more it gets rooted in the various communities, and you can carry it without knowing that you're carrying it. My biggest hope for this community is that the civic, provincial and federal governments recognize the situation that we have down here and act in a compassionate way with whatever, with funds, with the advocacy, and give our community a chance to rise above where we are now.
And finally in our show today, let's hear from Dr. Bonnie Henry, the provincial health officer, talking about the vaccination campaign in the Downtown Eastside, which will continue at a number of locations during the coming week until enough of the neighborhood has been vaccinated.
We are seeing outbreaks in people who are underhoused and homeless in the downtown east side and also in areas of Fraser Health in Surrey in particular. So this clinic is to try and address some of those more at-risk people who live and in the downtown east side neighborhood. It's also what we're finding is that it's related to the outbreaks at St. Paul's and in facilities in the Fraser Valley as well, or in the Fraser Health Authority as well, because people who live in the downtown east side, when they get sick, they often go in to St. Paul. So it is trying to address the outbreaks and clusters that we're seeing in those communities. I am just relieved, tremendously relieved and grateful that we've been able to get into every single long-term care home and assisted living facility in this province, every single one, and have offered protection to those our most vulnerable citizens. So that part is the most important piece, and we are now moving on from there for the other people who are most at risk as well. Since the start of our Immunize BC program, 87,346 people have received a COVID-19 vaccine in BC, and of these, 4,262 people have received a second dose. And it is also very exciting to share that all long-term care residents and the people who care for them have been offered vaccine in all health authorities around the province. And we have very high uptake, and details of that we will be providing in the coming days. Our vaccine supply, however, is proving to be a challenge, with, as we've reported on before, the Pfizer vaccine having no doses arriving this week and reduced doses for the following 2 weeks. We are reassured that that will increase again in the third week of February, but that does leave us with a much less supply than we were intending. And today we were advised that the supply of Moderna vaccine that's scheduled to arrive next week has also been reduced by about 20% due to some difficulties at the Moderna processing plant. Of course, this is disappointing for all of us. We are working with what we have available to best address those most at risk and those hotspots and outbreaks that are happening in communities around the province. But starting next week, we will be getting back on track. It will be slow and slower than we wanted, but we are confident that we will be able to meet our phase one and phase two objectives as quickly as we possibly can, and that we will be ready once we have vaccine to be able to offer it as we've outlined to everybody starting in April. I think everybody will agree that this has been an extraordinary and challenging year. And today in particular, as I stand here again, I'm struck by how most, if not all, of our normal rituals to mark things like significant changes in our lives, even our day-to-day rituals, have been thrown apart and reassembled in ways that many of us may not even recognize. Everything from births to deaths, weddings, anniversaries, graduations, all of those markers of those important milestones in our lives, all these transitions, along with the ceremonies that we use to have to mark these with each other, with our families, with our loved ones. Even our daily rituals have changed, but we have adapted. We've adapted to wearing masks. We've adapted to keeping our distance. And we've adapted by being able to support each other. We have learned so much in this year. We've learned as well that we are connected, a global community, in ways that perhaps we have not appreciated before or perhaps had ignored. And therefore, we've learned that what happens in a remote community in China affects us here. What happens in a production facility in Belgium affects us. But we've also discovered that our individual actions can and do make a difference every day.
And that was Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry speaking about immunization program, including the one ongoing this week in the downtown east side. Check in with the Carnegie Center or Union Gospel Mission or the graffiti billboard next to Insight near Hastings and Main, just down the hill from the intersection.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.